Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Samech Dalet. We are on page Reish Chavav, which is the page following 450. Shin Samech Dalet is Din Mavui HaMefulosh V'Asui Kenadol. The Din of a Mavui that's Mefulosh, that goes straight through, and a Mavui that is like a centipede. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Mavui HaMefulosh B'Shnei Roshav L'Rishas HaRabim. A Mavui that has two walls. That's what a Mavui Mefulosh is. We've seen it a few times. It has two walls. It's open on the two ends. So in this case, the Mechaber says the two ends are open to Rishas HaRabim. Otsad echel Rishas HaRabim v'tzido hasheni l'karmelis. Or one end of the Mavui Mefulosh opens to Rishas HaRabim and the other end opens to a karmelis. The Ramah adds on, o shnei roshav psuchim l'karmelis. Or if both ends open to a karmelis. In all these cases, the halacha is, tzarech tzuras ha-pesach mikan. You need to make a tzuras ha-pesach on one of the openings. That will be considered the third wall. V'lechi okora mikan. Once you have three walls closed up, through using the Tzuras HaPesach, the fourth side, like any other Mavui that has three walls, you place either a Kora or a Lechi, and you're matir it. Avol. Imtzido echad pasuach l'Rishas HaRabim. If one end opens into Rishas HaRabim, v'tzido hasheni l'chatzer she'ena morevis, and the other side opens up into a chatzer that does not have an Erev, Ein tzarech el lechi o kora b'shnei roshav. Then you would not need the tzuras ha-pesach, you could put a lechi or kora on both sides. And this will be explained in the Mishnah Berura. The Ramah adds on, v'chol ze sheyesh lo tanoim ha-mavuarim l'el b'simin shin samach gimel siv chava b'din mavui. This is all true if it has all the criteria that we've been discussing of a mavui, then your matir, either with the Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi or Kora, or if it's opened up into a Chatzer She'ena Morevis, you could put a Lechi or Kora on both sides. That is all if it has within Mavui. Avol, im eino rak kechatzer, like we learned, if it's lacking even one of the criteria of a Mavui, it gets a din of a Chatzer. So then, tzarech tikun Chatzer mishnei tzadov. Then you have to fix it up on both ends with the rules of fixing up a chatzer, which we learned is either a pas mashu on each side or a pas arba'a. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Mavui HaMefulosh. Umayri sha'osu ha-mavui lo haya berachvo shirish ha-rabim. We're talking about a case where this Mavui that's open at two ends is not as wide as the regular shir of a Rishas HaRabim, which as we know is 16 amos. V'ayin la'el simin shin mem hei siv ches v'tes v'mishav b'ruah sham. There it goes through the details of Rishas HaRabim. But the first point the Mishnah Berurah tells us, I'm going to see a small bir halacha on this, is that we're talking about a case of a Mavui Mefulosh that does not have the dimensions of Rishas HaRabim. Says the bir halacha, ayin b'mishav b'ruah demayri shalohoya b'rachvo shir Rishas HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah brought down that we're talking about a case where the width of this Mavui is not the width of Rishas HaRabim. Tahainu pachos mitezayin amo. So it has to be less than 16 amos. However, as we know, you can only be matir a Mavui with a lechi or kora if it's up to 10 amos. So we said now it's less than 16 amos. So as the bir halacha, ken kasva poskim, umadu mahani b'sad hasheni lechi. So that which the Mechaber says, after you fix up one side with the Tzuras HaPesach, the second side can be fixed up with a Lechi or Kora, you're really only allowed to use a Lechi when it is 10 amos or less. Mayri sha'osa Lechi rochav. We're talking about using a Lechi that is wide. Ad she yismait biyoser me eser amo. So we're talking about if the Mavui is going to be 14 amos, so you put a 4 amo Lechi. Because the opening must be 10 amos or less in order to be matir through a lechi. So all we're saying is it has to be less than the dimensions of a Rishas HaRabim. That can be less than 16, but it's not 10. So the lechi would have to take away part of that area to make sure the opening beyond the lechi is only going to be 10 amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. So we said you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side. V'atam, the reason is, da yidei Tzuras HaPesach nase kisosum b'mechitza me'ahu tzad, v'havei k'movui sosum mishlosh etzadim. As we explained, through making a Tzuras HaPesach on one end, it makes it closed up on that side, And therefore, it's now a mavui that's sasim on three sides. Visagi b'tzarasheni b'lech yokora. So really what the Tzuras HaPesach is doing is making a third regular wall. And now you have the case we've been discussing in the last simin. You have a three-walled mavui. You want to fix up the fourth side. So that's when you can come in and use a lech yokora. But then the Mechaber said, that's only true if it's open on both sides to a Sarabim or Carmelis. But if it's open on one of the sides to a Chatzar She'en HaMoreves, so then we said it was more lenient. You do not need a Tzuras HaPesach. You could just put a Lechi or a Korah on both sides. So explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Gimel. Tekevan de HaChatzar Yesh L'Mechitzos. Since the Mavui is opening on one side into a Chatzar, and the Chatzar has walls around it, Harei Ein HaMavui Mefulish. By opening up into a Chatzar, so the Mavui is not Mefulish, it's closed on one side with the walls of the Chatzar, and it's open on one side. So Mamela V'Ein Tzar Tzuras HaPesach. So you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. El Alechi Okora Kedei L'Chalik. All you need is a Lechi Okora to separate Ben Dayorei HaChatzar LaMavui, to separate between those dwelling in the Chatzar and the Mavui, Shelo Ya'asu Elu Al Elu. That the people of the Chatzar shouldn't ask for the Mavui shouldn't ask for the Chatzar, so you need a Lechi Okora over there. V'yesh Machmirim Dedavka Lechi. Some are Machmir that you specifically need a Lechi over there, Litzara Chatzar, on the side of the Chatzar, but Inon V'lo Kora. And the reason why some are machmir, dafka, lechi, not a korah, as we have learned, a lechi is mishum mechitza, a korah is mishum heker, and we really need a mechitza to block off this chatzar that's enu merevis from the mavui, otherwise it's going to aser kang in the mavui, because it's open to a chatzar shenu merevis. So therefore, one shita says the side of the mavui open to the chatzar shenu merevis could have a lechi or a korah, and one says it has to have specifically a lechi. V'chol zekesha chatzar enu regila b'mavui zeh. And all this is talking about where the people of the chatzar are not regal to walk through the mavui. Kigon sheyesh la pesach la mavui acher. And the case is that the chatzar has another way out through another mavui. So they're not walking through this mavui necessarily. They have another way out. So they're not going through this mavui. Avol. Im hi regila bo mikfar. But if this chatzar has the entrance through this mavui and they go through it, so afilu tzuras ha-pesach, even if you put a tzuras ha-pesach, udlosos, or actual doors, einon mo'ilos, that will not help lahatir sham to be matir over there, imlo nishtatva mavui ze imshari ha-chatzeros ha-psuchoslo. If the chatzar people walk through the mavui to get to the chatzar, then it's considered one area no matter what. You can't block it off. Not a lechi, not a korah, not a tzuras ha-pesach, not doors, nothing. It's one rishus. And if they didn't make a shituf together with the food to make them one big happy shituf, so then they are going to aser. V'im nishtat v'bo, and if the chatzar was nishtatev together with the people of the mavui, so ein tzarech la'ariv klal, then we don't need their own erev at all. Kemo shekasev esimin shin peizayim, like we'll see later in shin peizayim. So we're talking about over here, where the people of the chatzar are not walking through the mavui. That's when we say, Alechi or Korah is going to matter it. But if the people walk through, then nothing is going to help unless they make a shituf and eruv together and they become one partnership, then it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, it is a problem. The last point of the Mishnah Berurah, it's on the Ramah, and then we're going to see a very important note where the Chazon Ish asked a very strong question on the Chafetz Chaim. The Ramah said, this whole sif is talking about a mavui. But if it doesn't have the proper dimensions of a mavui, it gets the din of a chatzar, and then it's fixed up like we fix up a chatzar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzalomra means to say, Kishe'ein la'amavui tano'ov ha'mavorim la'el. If the mavui will not have the criteria that we explained before, so memela dina raka chatzar. So this mavui has a din of a chatzar. The alkein, and therefore, afilu imhoyam mefulish mishnei tzadol shrabim. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, even if it would be open on both ends to a Rishisarabim, the Rabim nichnasim derech osu achatzar Rishisarabim, and the Rabim is passing through the Chatzar to the Rishisarabim, ein tzarech rak tikun chatzar mishnei tzadav. Since you have a Chatzar that's open on two sides, all you have to do is do a tikkun of a chatzar on both sides. Dehainu mikol tzad shnei pasin. On both sides you could put two pasin kol shehus, or pas rachav arba, or you could put a pas arba on both sides. To summarize what this Mishnah Berurah says, and then we're going to see a very strong question of the Chazon Ish. The Mechaber said, the rules of a mavui. The Ramah just says that's true about a mavui. But if it's not a mavui because it's lacking one of the criteria, let's say it's not for amos, doesn't have batim and chatzeros open to it, whatever the things that we discuss, if it's lacking one of them, then this place gets a din of a chatzer. So then, Zakta Meshavura, if it opens on both ends, you can fix it up like you fix up a chatzer. Fret the chazanish, what do you mean if it's a chatzer that's open on both ends, you can fix it up with a pas arba on both sides? That's not true. Even the mavui mafulish, we said you can't fix it up with the same thing on both sides. One side needed tzuras at Pesach, then you have three walls, and the fourth side has a lech yakora. So why is the Chafetz Chaim saying over here, this is not what the Ramah said. The Ramah's coming off the Mechaber just said that if the mavui opens on one side of Mishnas Rabbim and the other side in a chatzer sheni mureves, then the Mechaber said you could fix them both over the lech yakora. Because one side was not really open. It was open to a chatzer, which is enclosed. So that's why you needed one lech yakora to block off between the mavui and the chatzer, and one lech yakora to block off the mavui with its one opening to the Mishnas Rabbim. So why would the Ramah then say, but if you have a criteria missing from the mavui, so has a din of a chatzer, all of a sudden it's open on both sides, to the Rosh Hashanah on both sides, and you could matter it with the regular heter of a chatzer? No, you should need a tzuras HaPesach on one side, and now it's a chatzer that's closed on three sides, and on the fourth side you can use a pas arba, or shnei pasa mashuin. Why is the Mishabura explaining? The Ramah doesn't say anything, the Ramah just says, it will have a din of a chatzer, tzorich tikun chatzer mishnei tzadav. But he doesn't say that it would be a pas arba on both sides if it's open to Rosh Hashanah in both ways. If you look at note number one, he writes, v'achazonish toma al dvarav. The Chazonish wonders about the words of the Chafetz Chaim. Shem yesh la mavui shtei mechitzos prusas lagamri. If a mavui has two sides open, vaday shu karmelis. That has a din of a karmelis. Velo rishus hayochid. It's not a rishus hayochid. Ve'osu l'taltalbo. Velo matzinu shekilu b'chatzer. We never saw a leniency of a chatzer, shedayla bishnei pasen, that it's enough with two pasen that are mashuhus, elo kishiyesh la shalosh mechitzos, bishalosh ruchos. That's only if we have three closures on the three sides. Sha'omid behen rubel aparatz, more closes than openings on those sides. Avlem yesh la mechitzos, sha'omid merubel rak b'shei ruchos, if you only have closures on two sides, only have two walls, ein mo'el ma'sha osa shnei pasen b'chol tzad, you can't make two pasen on the two sides, that doesn't work. Erz the chazanish, sha'mishabura atzmo, the mishabura himself in Shin Samach Beis wrote, she'kedei lahatir chatzer, in order to matir chatzer, tzarech she'yia ba gimel mechitzos, sha'omeid bohen meruba, v'chein kasem ha'makam acher, and Shin Samach Aleph, he writes, that you need the same thing. You need three walls, and then you have the way to be matir chatzer. He never said that with the two sides, you could be matir the chatzer that's open on both ends. So what in the world is the Chafetz Chaim writing over here? Ukedivri achazonish, mevor berishonim. Taisa says like him, the Rashba, the Ran, the Meiri. So many, many Rishonim say the chazonish. Lukach bir achazonish, bekavanas Ramah. So again, the Mishabura understood the Ramah, that if it has a din chatzer, and it's open both sides to Rosh Hasharabim, you can be matir like you matir a chatzer on both sides. Says the chazanish, that's not what the Ramah means. The Ramah is talking about a case, ba'ofen sha'mavui hazeh, shedino kachatzer, this mavui that is din of a chatzer, haya pasuach mitzad echel Rosh Hasharabim, only one end is open to Rosh Hasharabim, umitzido ha'acher l'chatzer stuma. The other side is open to a chatzer that was closed up. It has walls around the chatzer. Shelo irva laasma. It didn't make an air of itself. Velo in bnei amavui. Ubaofen ze eshul asakenes amavui alidei shnei pasim mechol tzad. And what the Chazon Ish is saying makes a lot of sense if you look at the Mechaber and the Ramah, because the Ramah is coming right after the Mechaber said that if it opens one end to Rosh Hasharabim, one end to a chatzer she'edim mureves, then you can fix up both sides of lech yakora. On that, the Ramah says that if it doesn't have the dimensions of a mavui, as a din of a chatzer, you can fix it up like a chatzer. Meaning, if this mother, which has din of a chatzar, is open on one side in Rishis Rabbim, and the other side opens to another chatzar, then you can close off both ends with just pas and mashahuin, or you could do a pas arba on both sides. But says the Chazon Ish, if it opens on both sides to Rishis Rabbim, of course you would need a tzuras ha-pesach on one side to make it three walls. And on the fourth side, you could matzah like a regular chatzar. So why is the Chavetz Chaim saying over here in Sukkot and Dalid, he says, V'alkein afilu im hayom mefulish mishnei tzadav all you need to do is put two cases of pas arba or pas mashu on the two sides. Says the Chazon Ish that lechora is against the Mishabura himself. A couple of simanim ago in Shin Samach Beis and Shin Samach Aleph. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Sif Beis next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.